Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Do you love time machines, musicals, and jokes? Of course you do! That's why Story Pirates creator Danny Teeger made a brand new podcast called Musical Time Machine. Who says you can't have a dance party while learning about diverse trailblazers, from Abraham Lincoln and Harriet Tubman to George Washington Carver and Thomas Edison? Search for Musical Time Machine on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts to join the fun.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle. We're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. We're under the sea. Today's story is about a mermaid with an unlikely best friend. It's called The Mermaid and the Clam. In a deep, hidden part of the ocean, there lived a beautiful mermaid named Marina. She had long, flowing hair the color of seafoam and a shimmering tail that glistened in the sunlight. Marina was known throughout the ocean for her kind heart and her beautiful singing voice, which could be heard echoing through the coral reefs and caverns. One day, as Marina was swimming near the shore, she spotted a small clam lying on the sandy bottom of the ocean floor. The clam looked very sad, and its shell was closed tightly shut. Marina was curious, so she swam closer and asked, "What's wrong, little clam?" The clam slowly opened its shell and replied in a tiny voice,
"Oh, I'm just feeling very lonely. I'm always stuck here in the same spot, and nobody ever comes to visit me."
Oh, well, Marina felt sorry for the little clam and decided to keep it company. She would visit the clam every day, and they would talk about all sorts of things. Marina told the clam about her life in the ocean, and the clam would tell Marina about the strange and wonderful things it had seen in its many years on the ocean floor. As time went on, Marina and the clam became the best of friends. They would play games, sing songs, and tell each other stories. Marina loved the clam stories about the pirates who sailed the seas and the giant whales who swam in the deep ocean. One day, as they were playing, the clam said,
"Marina, I have a secret to tell you."
"What is it?" asked Marina.
"Well," said the clam, "I've heard a rumor that there's a magical pearl hidden deep in the ocean, and whoever finds it will be granted a wish."
Marina's eyes widened with excitement. "A wish?" she repeated.
"Yes," said the clam. "And I was thinking, if we found the pearl, we could wish for something wonderful. Something that would make us both very happy."
Marina thought for a moment, and then she smiled. You know what would make me very happy, she said, if you could come with me to visit other parts of the ocean. The clam's eyes widened in surprise.
Oh, but Marina, I am just a clam. I can't swim very well.
I know, said Marina, but if we found the magical pearl, we could wish for you to be able to swim really well, just like me. The clam's shell slowly opened and closed in excitement.
That's a wonderful idea,
it said. And so, Marina set off on a quest to find the magical pearl. She swam through schools of fish, dodged hungry sharks, snap, 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 and explored mysterious shipwrecks. For days she searched, but she could not find the pearl. Just when she was about to give up hope, Marina spotted a glimmer of light in the distance. She swam towards it and found herself in a large underwater cave. In the center of the cave was a giant oyster, and inside the oyster was the most beautiful pearl she had ever seen. Marina approached the oyster and said, "Oh, great oyster, I have come in search of the magical pearl. I want so much to make a wish." The oyster slowly opened its shell and revealed the pearl fully.
"You have searched all over to find me, so go on and hold the pearl and make your wish."
Marina held the pearl in her hand and closed her eyes. "I wish my friend the clam could swim all over the ocean, just like me," she said. There was a bright flash of light, and when Marina opened her eyes, she could feel that something was different. She swam as quickly as she could back to find her friend the clam, and was amazed to discover that he was swimming all over the place. At that moment, they both knew that their wish had been granted. Marina and the clam spent the rest of the day exploring underwater caves, marveling at the colorful fish and the vibrant coral. They were so happy that they had found the magical pearl and that they could now explore the ocean together. Marina and the clam swam up to the surface of the water, taking in the sight of the sun setting over the ocean. As they watched the beautiful pink and orange of the sunset together, Marina and the clam knew that they had a lot to be thankful for the magical pearl had brought them closer together than ever before. Over the next few weeks, Marina and the clam spent every day together. They explored new parts of the ocean, played games, and sang songs. Marina was overjoyed to be able to spend so much time with her friend and to experience the beauty of the ocean from a new perspective. One day, as they were swimming near a shipwreck, Marina spotted something unusual. It was a small wooden chest, and it looked like it had been buried in the sand for a very long time. "Let's see what's inside," exclaimed Marina, and the two friends swam quickly over to the chest.
Ugh!
They tried to open it, but it was locked tight. It took over an hour, but finally Marina managed to use her powerful tail to pry the chest open, and inside they found a map. It was an old yellowed map with strange markings and symbols all over it. "Wow," said Marina, "this must be a treasure map." The clam looked at the map and said,
"It looks like the treasure is hidden on a small island near the edge of the ocean."
Marina's eyes widened with excitement. "Let's go find it," she said. And so Marina and the clam set off on a new adventure, following the map to the small island. They swam through strong currents and battled fierce storms, but they never gave up. Finally, they arrived at the island, and they found the treasure hidden in a cave. It was a chest filled with pearls, diamonds, and gold coins. "This is amazing," said Marina. "But you know what would make it even better?"
"What?"
asked the clam. "If we could share it with all of our friends in the ocean," exclaimed Marina. The clam nodded in agreement, and together they decided to throw a party for all the creatures of the ocean. They invited whales and dolphins, sea turtles, and even the sharks. They feasted and swam the night away under the stars. How marvelous! As the night came to an end, Marina felt grateful for the adventures she had shared with the clam. She knew they had a bond that could never be broken, and that the magical pearl had made it possible for them to share endless new experiences together, like finding the treasure and sharing it with all of their fellow sea creatures. Marina and the clam became known as the greatest adventurers in the ocean. They continued to explore new parts of the ocean. They made friends everywhere they went, and they always shared their treasures. But Marina and the clam knew that their friendship was always the greatest treasure of all. It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.